Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, is this Peter Max?
Yes, it is.
Peter Max, what an honor. Oh my gosh, this is, I can't even believe I'm talking to you here. This is kind of like a little dream for me. Of course, world-renowned artist and pop icon, Peter Max. You're coming to Boston this weekend.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'll be in Boston this Saturday, on the 7th, at the Wentworth Gallery. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. I love that gallery, and I happen to love Boston.
The Mall at Chestnut Hill on Boylston Street. Now, how are you?
I'm good, you know. I my studio is here in New York. I spend most of my time at the studio working, painting. Mm-hmm. I travel a lot. Maybe I do about 15 trips a year or more sometimes for gallery openings, and I do about four to five one-man museum shows every year. And these museum shows are like the size of gallery shows. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Boston's so close to New York. It's always been a favorite town of mine.
Mm, and it's a great time of the year to be here. We're so excited to have you at the Mall at Chestnut Hill. You know, of course, you're known, you know, I grew up loving your colorful cosmic artwork. In the 60s, you know, a lot of the maybe 30-year-old listeners might not be aware that your hand, your stamp, your artwork is not only, of course, popular from the 60s, but in so much of the contemporary art today that some of our listeners might not be aware of. And actually myself, too, I wasn't aware that of all that you've done in, of course, the past even 10, 20 years between the Winter Olympics, the murals unveiled there, the official artist of 5 Super Bowls and 6 Grammy Awards, the World Cup USA, the World Series, the United Nations Earth Summit, and numerous other events. So you've been nonstop.
You know, it's been an amazing ride, you know, Suzanne, because when I came out of art school, you know, at the age, I went to art school for 7 years, so
yes.
I got into art school when I was like 18 out of high school. I thought I'd spend a year or two there. I spent 7 years. I had an art teacher by the name, this amazing Irishman, by the name of Frank. When he was a student in the same school where now he was a teacher, there was a young man that sat next to him for 6 years when he was a student. You know what his name was?
No, who?
Norman Rockwell.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So I come out of that lineage of learning that type of realism. And it was quite unbelievable. I was, you know, a real good realist. When I came out of art school, I mean, I could paint. If I saw you as you are in whatever light you're sitting in an hour or in one day, I would paint. People would think it's a photograph. But, you know, only to find out that when I got out of art school, nobody was interested in realism because all the very hip photographers were out doing their thing, you know,
right.
Like Richard Avedon, Scavullo, Irving Penn. These were all the big, big names in photography. And when these guys came out, everybody said to me, Peter, your stuff is unbelievable, but if we need photography, realism, we just get photography.
Right.
So, you know, I had this other habit, this amazing interest in astronomy, always.
I
and
know
always,
that. Yes, I read that about you.
Become an astronomer or a painter. Mm-hmm. I just loved it. So one day I was kind of sitting in a cafe, kind of being sad because nothing was happening to my art world, and I was just doodling little basic kind of things, planets, Saturns. I created little cosmic characters, stars, and, you know, and then suddenly an art director discovered it, Suzanne, and I suddenly overnight, I went from completely unknown, being one of the most known artists in all of New York City. I won, in the next 18, 19, 20 months, 66 gold medals for, you know, perfection and creativity in art. Mm-hmm. And I was blown away. I just couldn't believe this was happening to me, especially after like 3-4 months of getting nothing. And I was not even dreaming of having the nerve to create another style. I was so committed to realism. But suddenly, there it was. There it was. It was unbelievable.
Well, you were at the right place at the right time. So, you know, your artwork certainly defined the 60s style. And even through the 70s, I was doing a Google search on you. And first of all, do you realize you have like 18 million websites out there mentioning you? That's just amazing. But I was actually able to see on YouTube some of the TV commercials from the 70s that you inspired, like 7-Up commercial, I think I saw. And and then there was one, too, for, I think, Stop Smoking campaign with the American Cancer Society.
I did many things. You know, when I was 26 years old, already, I think by the time I was 28, I had a staff of 65.
Mm-hmm.
From like walking around solo by myself in the streets of New York with a heavy portfolio, to a year or two later when that style got really accepted, I had a brownstone building with 65 people. And it was all, you know, for the first year, Suzanne, or the first 2 years, I was in disbelief that this was happening to me because I was so sad before that, thinking like, my God, what field did I get into? Why is it so difficult? And all it had to do is have a style. You know, it's like somebody in music just has a new voice or they have a new singing style, you know, and everybody loves it, right?
Mm.
So it's the same thing, you know, when a new star is born. And it happened to me with my art. Mm. Even though it was accidentally, as I told you, I'm a big astronomy buff, and painting stars and planets was a style for the 60s.
That's it.
And, of course, Michael Lang, who did Woodstock, came to me, and I helped him do Woodstock number one, Woodstock number two, Woodstock number three, which was in 89.
Yep.
I created the world's largest rock and roll stage for Woodstock.
It's amazing.
So it was really wild.
You have met so many rock artists. Of course, you're close with the Beatles, and you are actually sort of the inspiration behind Yellow Submarine, right?
I am. I helped design and create the feeling and the look of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good friends with Paul. I see him quite a few times a year, and Ringo and I are always in touch. In fact, he's coming to New York in about a month and a half to do a show, and I'm going to do a big poster for him because I love him. He's a sweet guy. He comes to my studio. He's lean, and he looks young. He looks like he's 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's got a solid rock band, too. Now, you also painted a Baldwin piano for him, I read somewhere, too.
Yes, I painted one for him, and then I painted one for me, and then he came to my studio, and he signed my piano.
And he took it on tour with him, too.
Yeah, he has it. When he went on that world tour, he had a PBS tour. It was unbelievable.
Amazing. You, of course, have a best-selling art book, The Art of Peter Max.
Yeah. In fact, you know, when I'm going to be at the gallery show at the Wentworth on the 7th of June at the Chestnut Hill, the mall at Chestnut Hill at the Wentworth Gallery, I always suggest to people there's enough time, either go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Borders, pick up The Art of Peter Max, bring it to the gallery, no charge. I make everyone a little doodle, and I sign it for them.
Fantastic.
And, of course, people can also go to petermax.com and just see exactly where I am on that day.
Well, it's so good to hear from you. You're still a man in motion. Now, where do you see yourself going from here?
You know, I just take it day to day. I have a staff of 105 now in New York.
Wow.
We're doing, it's just unbelievable what's going on in my studio. We do projects like you can't believe. You know, I painted an airplane for Boeing. For Continental.
Uh-huh.
$196 million airplane that flies around the world every single day. It goes from Milan to Rome.
Wow.
All the way to the United States, to Taiwan. I mean, unbelievable. Shanghai.
It's amazing. So that's one of your most recent visions
all the time, and I've done things for every president. And I'm lucky that way. You know, sometimes I still have to, pinch myself. Is this, when I was an art student, you're painting in solitude. You're trying to, make nice pictures on canvases. And I never really realized that there was a world of notoriety attached to this kind of a world. I was just lucky to have the right style, you know. I'm always blown away that is it really true, you know. So wonderful to have, to have every day there's unbelievable people in my studio, you know, just like movie stars come up. I had yesterday this amazing, that great Congressman Kucinich who ran for president?
Yes.
He popped in my studio yesterday, so he was there. I mean, it's just on and on. The studio doesn't stop. It's like that.
And the media, you once said, is your canvas, the cyber universe is your canvas.
It's a canvas I love a lot.
Yeah. And, Tate, before we go, tell me about your love for Corvettes.
Well, I had a little love for Corvettes. There was a big MTV thing where somebody won all the Corvettes, and I wound up with them, and now we're, figuring out what are we going to do with them. I've got about 38 Corvettes from 53 on.
Paint them
so
in.
We'll see.
Thank you so much. Of course, this coming Saturday, June 7th, from 1 to 4 at the Wentworth Gallery, the mall at Chestnut Hill, an appearance of Peter Max. Unbelievable that you're going to be there. You know you're going to have thousands of people, I'm sure, including me.
Can't wait to see you.
Yes, I'd love to meet you.
Can't wait.
And thank you again so much for joining us today on Pixie 103.
Okay, all the best to you, dear. Thank you, my sweetie.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.